Welcome to episode 5. This one is all about monkeys and what they mean to you. This is the Daily Motivation Podcast with Steve Olson. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a great story that has a lot of meaning behind it. It's got a great message. But I need to tell you, before I tell you this story, you should understand that this story has kind of been passed down since the 1920s. It's the blending of two studies that happened in the 20s, I believe by G.R. Stevenson and another guy named Wolfgang Kohler, if I remember right. And like I said, I think it happened in the 1920s. I first heard this story from my mentor and the coach that I work for, Tom Ferry. And if I were you listening to this story, I wouldn't get focused so much on the details, but more the patterns that we set for ourselves when we aren't even paying attention to them. So here's what the story looks like. It's about 5 monkeys that they put in a pit. And the monkeys are just normal monkeys. They put them down there. They put a ladder in the pit. And then at the top of the ladder, they put a handful of bananas. Well, you know, being like monkeys are, they rush up the ladder and they try to get the bananas. But right before they get them, somebody at the top of the pit sprays them all down with cold water. They don't get the bananas and they pull the ladder out of the pit and they wait a day, right? No monkey gets to eat and a day goes by. Well, the next day, they put the ladder back in, they put the bananas on top, and sure enough, all the monkeys, because they're starving, run up the ladder, and sure enough, they get hosed down, cold water, they all come tumbling down and nobody gets to eat. Well, the next day they do the same thing, but this time they put the ladder in, they put the bananas in, and the monkeys start to go very hesitant. They look at the bananas, they know they're hungry, but they remember the last 2 days they got sprayed. So they don't go up there. So that's kind of weird. So what they did now is they took one of the monkeys out, they put a brand new monkey in there, took the ladder out, took the bananas out. Next day, ladder goes back in, bananas go in. 4 of the monkeys understand what's going to go on. The 5th one has no idea what's going on. He just knows that there's bananas on the top of this ladder. So he goes running up that ladder to get those bananas. And sure enough, he gets hosed down. And not only does he get hosed, everybody else gets hosed as well, even though they didn't climb the ladder. So fast forward a day, the ladder gets taken out. The bananas get taken out. They take another monkey out. They put another new one. So now there's 3 original monkeys. There's 2 new monkeys. The next day, the ladder goes down. The bananas go in. And sure enough, the new monkey starts to crawl the ladder and the other ones literally beat the monkey up. They pull it down. They beat him down. Monkey has no idea what he's doing wrong. He just sees bananas, so he's going after it. And the monkeys beat him up. Well, they continue this cycle until all 5 monkeys are replaced. And so lo and behold, at the end of this process, all 5 monkeys have been replaced. And when they put the ladder and the bananas in there, every single time that happens, the monkeys beat each other up. But it's gotten to the point to where the monkeys are fighting and none of them have been sprayed. They have no idea why they're fighting. They do it because it's the way they've always done it. They know that if a monkey were to get dropped into this cage, into this pit, and were to touch that ladder, my only job is to beat that monkey up so he can't climb the ladder. So I've got a question for you. What habits have you developed over the years that were either taught to you or you've developed on your own that happened just because it's the way you've always done it? What's causing yourself to be held back because of those patterns? A lot of these you might not even be clear on. There was another story that I heard that it was along the same lines. It was probably something that's a little less morbid than this one, but it goes something to the effect of a family is in, I don't know if this is a true story or not, but there's a family that's eating dinner and they serve this pot roast and the pot roast gets put on the table and both of the ends are cut off the pot roast. And one of the guests looks at the host and says, "Oh, that's interesting. Why are the edges cut off the pot roast?" And the lady says, "You know, I don't know. My mom's always done that way. It tastes delicious that way." And so lo and behold, the mom's at the table and he said, "Well, why do you cut the ends of the pot roast off?" And she says, "You know, I don't know. My mom's always done that. But I know it makes it taste really good." And so something leads to another and they finally get to the great grandma, right? Maybe it's just the grandma and they say, "You know, your daughter and then her daughter both say that you cut the edges off the pot roast and it tastes really good when you do that. Tell me, what's the secret?" And she looks at him and she laughs and she goes, "Oh my gosh, there's no secret to that. I was so poor growing up that my mom had to cut the edges of the pot roast off just so we could fit it in our tiny oven." And here we were led to believe that it was some master cooking secret. Sometimes we do things because it's what we've recognized. It's what we have experienced, have always been done before. Some of it's a big deal. Some of it doesn't, it's not a big deal at all. It makes no sense and it's irrelevant, right? It's small stuff. There are certain things in your life that you've always done one way or another. And if you make those changes now, subtle, tiny changes that lead to long-term consistency, the results could be tremendous. In a future episode, I'm going to show you how to identify these patterns. And most importantly, I'm going to show you how to break through them. So thank you so much for listening to the Daily Motivation Podcast with Steve Olson. As always, be great, empower yourself, and empower others. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.